Alijit. Thanks, Nathan. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. About 2 years ago, Sparrows Point, once home to one of the largest steel mills in the world, was bought by liquidator Hilco Global. Ownership of the site could change hands again soon. What challenges would new owners face, and how might Sparrows Point find life once again? With me to talk about it is Mark Reuter, reporter for the online news site Baltimore Brew and author of the book Making Steel, Sparrows Point and the Rise and Ruin of American Industrial Might. Welcome back, Mark.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
Now, the current owners, Hilco, have been selling pieces of the plant. What's there now? What's on the site?
Basically, huge hulks of rusting buildings, furnaces, rolling mills. All of the equipment and machinery was sold or removed a year ago. And Hilco and its partners are tearing down, demolishing slowly some of these buildings. It will take them a long time more to do it. We're dealing with scores and scores of buildings, some of which are a third of a mile long and a couple hundred feet wide.
And it was reported last week that the owners of Sparrows Point are in negotiations to sell the plant. A local investment group, Redwood Capital Investments, is said to be the potential buyer. Tell me about them.
Well, they're in negotiations, according to all the sources. That group is neither confirmed nor denied it. Redwood Capital Investment is owned by a man called Jim Davis. Jim Davis is the cousin of Steve Biscotti, the owner of the Ravens. And the two of them made their money setting up, when they were very young, a temporary staffing company, Allegis, now called Allegis. It's now one of the biggest in the world. Biscotti went off and concentrates on the Ravens. Davis has recently moved into the retirement a home business group called Ericsson, based out of Catonsville.
They scooped up Ericsson when it was in bankruptcy, right?
They did. So, and then he formed, maybe with some associates, it's a little unclear, an investment group called Redwood, which invests in often distressed properties and a number of other things. And it's through that vehicle that's been in negotiations with what essentially is a liquidator, which is now tearing up, demolishing Sparrows Point.
And has Redwood Capital ever invested in something as big as Sparrows Point would be?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of they spent over $300 million to buy Ericsson out of bankruptcy. They're not going to spend that amount of money in whatever portion of Sparrows Point they buy, but they're potentially going to have to spend a lot of money as the process of redeveloping.
And that's, yeah, I want to ask you about that in a minute, but let me ask first, what ideas are being debated about what might be done with the Sparrows Point
site? Okay,
site?
Sparrows Point was, you know, was at in its heyday the biggest steel mill in the world, really what built Baltimore since the 1890s. It's been heavy industry. It is a peninsula that's 3,000 plus acres. To give you an example of that, Harbor Point, which we've heard so much about, is 28 acres. So Sparrows Point is 120 times the size of that.
Wow.
It is a huge piece of land that is zoned heavy industry, has been heavy industry since it was a marshland. And the plan by County Executive Kamimitz and the state is to keep it as heavy industry, but 21st industry, using it for the port. 21st century industry. Use it for manufacturing, just-in-time transportation because of its excellent locale. It's both at a deep-water port there because Sparrows Point needed to bring in ore for its steel mills. Has a spectacular port facility, privately owned. Of its own, yes, with a dredge channel and all of that. And it's close to, it has two of the major rail lines, Norfolk Southern and CSX, have gone in there to serve the steel mill. And they're adjacent to Key Bridge and 695. And they're in the middle of the northeast. So the location really is very good for manufacturing. In fact, it's the same reason why Sparrows Point was located over 100 years ago. It was at kind of a crossroads between commerce and cheaply getting raw materials.
And so is all that what attracts a partnership like Redwood Capital to it, or is there something
probably,
more?
Probably. They're probably also working with, we know that the county executive, Kamimitz, has met with the undisclosed potential buyers, and they're probably working with him in this plan, which is going to take years to actually come together, of repurposing, redeveloping this now vacant property into manufacturing and port facilities.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Mark Reuter, reporter for the online news site Baltimore Brew and author of a book about Sparrows Point. We're talking about the future of the point, once the site of the biggest steel mill in the world. What are the challenges that whoever may buy Sparrows Point is going to face in redeveloping it?
Good question. And this is what really needs to be emphasized and for the public and others to know. There is a huge, huge elephant in the room here to all of these plans, and that's the environment. The fact is that Sparrows Point polluted its site for years and years, and the state and the county and the city all knew about it. It was written about and studied since the 1950s. It is one of the most polluted sites in the country. It has very nasty stuff that's been buried there, benzene and other carcinogens. Benzene is by most reports, leaking into Baltimore Harbor from the plant site. So cleaning up this site is probably overall a $1 billion prospect and very complicated. Also, it's under a federal consent decree to clean up that was ordered in 1997, 17 years ago, and only some progress has been made there. The steel companies, when they were still making steel, fought against the consent decree, and so it's really still not exactly in its infancy, but has a long ways to go. All of this is going to have to be confronted and dealt with by Redwood, Kamimitz, the Maryland Port Administration, whoever is going to develop this. It also is the big downside. It could scare away some potential investors.
And is it clear that all of whatever the cost of remediation of that pollution turns out to be, that all of that is the responsibility of whoever will own it, of the commercial owner? Or will some of it fall on the public? Will some of it fall on the old owners?
Good question that, you know, is something that I couldn't predict with certainty. But I would say the following. The Maryland Port Administration wants to buy one of the most polluted sites by all reports, called Coke Point in the far southwest end. And so we're getting a government agency, if it reaches a settlement on that around a couple hundred acres, they would then be responsible for the remediation. So a government agency certainly has some protection over a private entity. For the rest of the point, there's controversy. There's some statements by the county government that, well, most of it is really in pretty good shape. It's not that polluted. That is contrary to what have been the findings of the fact-finding under this consent decree, and no one really knows what's there.
Quick question before we go. County Executive Kamenetz, his vision for how many jobs could be at the point? I mean, would it be, in his view, as big an employer as Sparrows Point was?
Oh, potentially, but this is, we're looking over, you know, 10, 15 years. He would like to have a super port down there, and that would employ some people, and definitely, and then have just-in-time manufacturing. His vision is, let's bring in raw materials, parts, and assemble them at Sparrows Point, and then use its excellent transportation to take it around the whole Northeast.
We got to leave it there, but we will have many more conversations with you about this.
This will take some time to do.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Reuter, a reporter for the online news source Baltimore Brew and author of the book Making Steel, Sparrows Point, and the Rise and Ruin of American Industrial Might. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Just ahead, what can five 18th century Frenchmen tell us about America? Stay with us on Maryland Morning.